Hello and welcome or welcome back to my podcast. This is my fourth podcast. I'm super excited for today's podcast because I think it's a really cool topic. And I also think that I can say that I have come a long way since my first podcast because, well, you know, I've been doing different movie styles and I've actually done a lot more research compared to my first podcast. Disclaimer, I may say some spoilers about this movie, so if you haven't watched this movie, you could always skip this episode. Okay, back to the podcast. So before I get started, obviously, I have to tell you what movie I am reviewing, and that is The Escape from Alcatraz 1979 movie and Alcatraz the 2018 movie. Let's move on to the review. Now, I love the movie Escape from Alcatraz because it's exactly about what it says in the title, about how the three inmates who escaped the apparently impossible to escape prison, but you know, they escaped, so it's apparently not impossible anymore. And about the Alcatraz 2018 movie, well, it isn't really about the escape, it's like kind of about a battle that happened in Alcatraz about some inmates who also were trying to escape. But, well, they weren't successful, let's just say. And I really don't have a lot of words because I don't really have a lot of words to this movie because it is the worst movie I have probably watched in my whole life. And I am truly sorry if I'm being too rude, but I am not exaggerating. It starts out normal and then it gets really, really slow and confusing. And when it's starting to get good, you know, the fighting scenes and they're about to escape, you know, the movie already ended. It's done. And don't get me started on the fighting scenes. They are faker than fake rocks. That's all you need to know. And, well, yeah, the movie's just really bad, and I went through a lot of reviews. Maybe it was just my opinion that thought it was bad, but a lot of people thought it was really bad, and I only found, like, three good reviews, and they were probably, like, families and friends. And, well, let's just say, the 2018 movie, it's kind of bad because they apparently had a big budget, but I don't know exactly how much money, but they had a big budget, and the movie looks like a 200 movie. Like, they probably didn't even film in Alcatraz itself when, you know, it could have, and it looks like something a college student did for a project. And talk about how it's supposed to be kind of long, I think, like 90 minutes, pretty much a big time, and it feels like it's just been 30 minutes, but it's about the worst movie, the worst 90 minutes spend of my movies, and I wasted my money, but it was also my error, because I thought it was about the escape from Alcatraz, but it was really about a battle that happened for, like, some inmates trying to escape, which I already mentioned. Where can you watch the movies? If you want to watch the Alcatraz 2018 movie and see it yourself and review it yourself, you can watch it in Vudu for free and Amazon Prime Video for free too, and Google Play for $1.99, and YouTube. I'm not sure how much for YouTube, but you can watch it on YouTube. And lastly, in Tubi, I think for free, according to Google. And if you want to watch the Escape from Alcatraz 1979 movie, you can watch it in Fubo TV, in Amazon Prime Video, in Phil, in YouTube for $2.99, in Google Play for $2.99, in Vudu for $2.99, in Apple TV for $3.99, and Sling TV, according to Google. And something I forgot to mention at the beginning is that the prices for the movies is how much it costs to rent it. I'm not sure how much it costs to buy it, but yes. And the ones that I didn't say, prices are you either need a premium subscription, I'm sorry, or it didn't say the price. And some of them are free, which is really cool. Well, only the 2008 movie is free in some pages, but the 1979 movie is not free. Okay, so time to talk about the cast. I really, really like the cast from the 1979 movie because, you know, they did a really good job casting the actors because the actors are really, well, less, they're really good actors. That's what I was trying to say. And I also want to thank the makeup and hair artist. They did a really, really good job because the actors who play Frank Morris, John Angling, and Clarence Angling actually kind of look like the real ones. So yes, and about the 2018 movie, I mean, they only had 12 actors in the whole movie, and those 12 actors were the only ones shown in the whole movie. There weren't any extras that I can recall. And because they only had a little bit of actors, I mean, it's really easy to get extras. Some people who are new to the acting industry and business will do it for free to get, you know, like experience and to get bigger jobs. So they could have easily found extras, but I guess they didn't need or had the money. But they had a good budget, so I'm not sure why they did that. And because they have 12 actors is what like made it look like a because it's what it made it look like a college movie that college students would make. It's just not something so professional. Anyways, let's move to some fun facts. I love the fun fact time. Okay. So now I could only find fun facts about the 1979 movie. I didn't really find a lot of fun facts for the 2018 movie. Well, I didn't find any at all. So, but if you do have any fun facts about the Alcatraz 2018 movie, don't be shy, tell me. Okay, let's get going. Fact number one, during filming, tourists were still allowed into the Iceland and a new boat land would drive every half hour. Okay, before I tell you fact number two, Clint Eastwood plays Frank Morris. That's all you need to know. Okay, fact number two, Clint Eastwood once said of his character, Frank Morris, he said, Frank Morris was a reclusive type guy. He had no education, but according to prison records, he had an IQ of 133. He could have been a success in life if he had challenges pursuits a little differently. So apparently he was a really smart guy. I mean, he was, because he escaped Alcatraz. Okay, fact number three. The character of English was based on Alcatraz prisoner Clarence Carnes. In real life, Carnes was a dark-skinned Choctaw Indian, hopefully I said that right, not a black man. So, whoa, that's kind of cool. Okay, fact number four. The incident in which Doc Roberts Blossom chops off several of his fingers with a hatchet was based on an actual incident that took place in 1937. Inmate Rufus Fall, maddened by what was then a policy of strict silence at all times, so he cut off four fingers with a hatchet to try and get transferred off of Alcatraz. I'm not sure if he actually did get transferred. Okay. Fact number five. The dangerous escape down the prison wall and into the waters was performed without stunt doubles. It was performed by Clint Eastwood, Fred Ward, and Jack Tybee, I think I said his name right. The latter two were cast in this movie partially due to their athletic ability. Producer and director Don Siegel twice thought that he had lost his actors to the treacherous currents. So they did that scene with no doubles. That is super cool. It's super dangerous, but super cool at the same time. Okay. Sorry if you hear a little kind of bad audio. Yeah. Fun fact number six. The character of Charlie Butts is based on a prisoner, Alan West, who also participated in the 1962 escaped attempt with Frank Lee Morris and the Anglin brothers. However, in real life, West did not get cold feet and decide to stay behind, as does in this movie. On the night of the escape attempt, West tried to exit his cell through the hole he had dug in the ventilator grid in his cell wall, but discovered that a metal bar was blocking his way. So the other three prisoners were forced to leave West behind as they escaped the island. Wow. Okay, producer and director Don Siegel had previously visited Alcatraz when it was still operational in order to do research for his movie Riot in Cell Block 11. So that movie, I think, actually came out, but it was in 1954. So, wow. So the producer and director went when it was still operational. That's pretty cool. Okay. Last fact I have for you is fact number eight. Fresh water had to be hauled in by boat to create the rain in the opening scene. Using salt water would have damaged expensive equipment. So, yeah. So, I really liked this episode. It was super fun doing a lot of research and watching the movies. I totally recommend The Escape from Alcatraz 1979 movie. It's really fun. I do not recommend the 2018 movie, as I have already said previously many times. So you could probably tell it's a really bad movie, but I'm not recommending it. Also, a little fact, if you it do show some kind of pretty horrendous scenes in the Escape from Alcatraz 1979. So if you're young, you can't watch it unless you can watch it with your parents or watch it with an adult. So that is all I have for you. I hope you got entertained and you liked all this information. And I'll see you in my next podcast. Bye. I'm not the only one.